Hello and welcome to another episode of the I Ask podcast. Basically, I mean, that's if it happened with an audience, so I'm not sure actually paying attention. Now, we'll go with it. Let's see how it goes. So I am here, I am John, and I am here with the Nutty Swede.
Yay!
I have no idea where they get that name from, but the Nutty Swedes.
Yeah.
So they are here with the show Gift, Poisonous Business, and I'll let them introduce themselves first, and then we'll talk about a bit about the show.
Right. So just introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Oh right. So I'm Gemma. I'm one of the youngest members. I'd like to say playing in the show. And Gemma, it's my second year. That's all.
Okay. I'm Emma. I've been here since we first came about 6 years ago, and I have been a part of the New Umbrella Theatre, which is Nya Paraplyteatern in Swedish, for a lot more years than that. About 17 years now, I think. I have been writing a few of the plays that's been coming over, not this year. Well, I've been co-writing this year with a marvellous young talent that is going to introduce herself next.
Yes, my name is Mima, and this is my first year at the YAF, and yeah, my first time writing a manuscript with Emma, and not much to say, really.
Okay, next is Reina. Actually, I have an English nickname called Rain Man. It's more easier to pronounce, I think. I have been to New Umbrella Theatre since it started in the early 80s. So I started as a toddler, and then, no, I didn't. Anyway, I will give the word to
Charlotta. I've been with the New Umbrella Theatre for about 15 years, I think. Emma is actually the one who got me started. And I'm coming back for the fourth year.
This year you are here with your show Gift, which the book said about being down. It's country being in quite national crisis and getting problems and trying to sort out the country, getting it a mess. I don't know if you want to expand on that.
Well, that was what it was supposed to be about.
Yeah.
Still kind of is.
But let's say we are surprising everyone a bit.
Yeah. Even ourselves.
And ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
The show was originally a more classical written manuscript in the way that we had lines and it was, you know, we were focused and all of that. We lost focus along the way.
Focus
on people. So what we are doing now is that we're improvising. We are doing what we have been famous about when we bring our wacky shows, that we involve the audience. What they will experience is coming into a rehearsal, pretty much.
Yes.
Yes. And they will also be a part of it.
Yeah.
Probably won't understand the plot because the plot got lost along the way. But they'll probably laugh. We hope.
Yeah.
And there is a beginning, and there is a middle, and there is an end.
Yeah.
Whether you understand that.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
If you listen really close, you might get a hint of a plot, but you know.
I think what you will understand is that there is an economic crisis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And a weed, mostly. But that's all you'll catch, really.
There is something we have to tell you that, and this is kind of a catchy phrase. You might have to.
The
learn.
Wonder weed.
Should we do that?
Yes.
Wonder weed. 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 Wonder weed.
Wonderweed.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
It's a drug, though.
No, yeah. It's a herb.
It's a herb.
Yeah.
Herb.
We need to be very clear about
this.
It's a medical herb that we promote.
That's curing everything.
That's curing everything.
Yeah.
From hangovers to cancer.
That doesn't. Really? Do we know?
No, we think so.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. And then you're sure, and then you don't know anymore.
No.
Ooh.
To find out, you have to watch the show. Oh, yeah.
Yes, tonight, 7:30. PM. Yes,
oh,
be
so
there.
That is the plot.
Oh, we might be.
Yeah, we're looking at it now.
Yeah. We found it again. That's what it feels like. Yeah, we also play on Wednesday, 11th of July at 3 p.m.
Yeah, so tonight,
9th of July, 7:30 p.m. And on Wednesday, 11th of July, 3 p.m.
Feels like we're getting off track, but we really aren't.
Do you understand what we're talking about at all? I think so. We're constantly off track.
Well, I was thinking something about a crisis, a bit of wonderweed, and if you have a bit of a stage fright
and you don't like to be involved, sit in the back.
Oh yeah, as far back as you can.
As far back as you can, yes. If you want to get involved, don't be afraid to just jump up when we say so.
And also, you know, you said this is one of your wacky shows, and I know seen your shows before, and your wacky ones. You don't necessarily invite people up. You kind of drag them up.
Yes,
that's exactly what's happening.
Maybe we should recommend to bring a sign. I do not want to participate, and hold it up for the show if you do not want to be on stage.
This is not a I volunteer thing. It's like it's a I do not volunteer, and that's what you have to be clear about.
But I like the sign thing because we have a lot of signs.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of signs, and you will learn about those.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, I forgot. We have another member of the cast. Yes, and well, two actually. We have actor number five, who I haven't seen around for a long time.
Not since we got here, really.
Not since we got here, but she'll show up.
Yeah.
And then we have Ingrid.
Yeah.
Yes, Ingrid, and she has a message from you. Ursäkta, jag kunde inte komma, för jag har kanelbullar I ugnen. Pardon me, I could not show up, because I have cinnamon buns in my oven.
And that's literal, not a metaphor for anything. Really literal.
She has a bun in the oven.
No.
But she will show up this evening.
She
hopefully.
Otherwise, we'll improvise.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's a rehearsal.
You know, go with anything.
Everything is possible in that room tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Speechless.
Yeah, I'm sure there should be questions I should be asking now.
Ooh, exciting.
I don't think you have to with us. So if you just let us go, we will go.
Yeah, well,
naughty sweet. Essentially, it's going for about 10 minutes, and all I said is, can you tell me about the show? Yeah, I don't really have to say much, do I?
Nope.
Only 10 minutes, we could go on forever.
Oh, yeah. Not only have we gone on for 10 minutes, you started singing about Wonderweed.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in a room full of people. Nobody took any notice.
I think that is quite amazing.
All typical for YAF.
Yeah. Everything goes.
Everything goes on, so no one is surprised because one thing is wackier than the other.
Exactly.
So I know that you've been here a few years before. I can't remember if it's 6 or 7.
Oh, I think let's count the shows.
Yes.
So we have Till Death Do Us Part. That was really serious.
Oh dear.
They literally asked us if we could take it down a notch. So we went all the way and brought the witches.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is where the Nutty Swedes was created.
Yeah, the term the Nutty Swedes were created.
Because we were singing really happily. We want to see her dead.
In front of the prince, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yes. And also, then after we had the
guards, right?
The guards, yes. A mythological disaster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really what's in the box?
Yeah, what's in the box? That was also very naughty. And then we had a like
naughty.
Yes. Well, it was a bit naughty.
Yes.
Return next year.
A bit naked things. And then we had a semi-naughty show. We had a story about a young man who was growing up being gay in a small town. But it was very many wacky sequences in that one. Then we went all serious last year.
Yes.
And everyone asked us to be nutty again. Yes. So we took it up a notch and went insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
And should we just say that in the
leaflet.
Yeah, it says that we have strobe lightning and smoke.
No, we're on a budget.
We don't have that.
No.
We do have strong language. And we also have partial nudity because I do get changed in the audience.
We do have lights though.
We have light, but not strobe.
So it's not in the dark, at least.
You've
got something.
No, we're not doing it in the dark. Strobe, but if you want some nudity tonight and some strong language,
join in.
Oh,
tasteful nudity.
Yeah, tasteful.
Tasteful language.
Well, it's not that.
Yeah. It's not that tasteful.
Yeah. Please take this time to remind you this is a youth arts festival.
Yeah. Definitely. That's why we wanted to warn you.
And we have one youth with us.
Yes.
Actually, so.
Yeah. Wilma. She is 16 years old.
Yes.
And it's been so amazing, I have to tell you. Last autumn, we started writing a script together. At that time, I was living here, and she was living in Sweden. So in January, we had finished our script, and we met for the first time.
Wow.
So it was an amazing journey. And she's been so fun to work with. She has so many ideas.
One was really a child prodigy of the 2000s. You know, like, you will go far, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The sweet little child, I raised you well.
So it's been really interesting this year. We are already planning on next year, so you won't get rid of us. Just saying.
We actually plan 2 years ahead.
This time we have planned 2 years ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, I'm planning stuff. I want to know if my stuff's better than yours.
You can do it in your own show.
I will. Farewell.
There might be about 50 shows from Sweden next year.
There's the new Umbrella Theatre and the new Umbrella
Theatre. And then even newer.
The newest. Or we could call it Tiny Umbrella Theatre.
Yeah.
And I can have a little, you know, foldable parasol.
We should do that for the youth group.
Oh, yeah. Well, the youth
tiny
group.
Umbrellas.
We're
going to call them that now.
Parasol Theatre. Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm actually, my daughter might be joining in next year. So it's the generations. I'm feeling a bit older now, but we still keep the youth perspective going on in the show. And even though we've been adults, you know, the first year me and Charlotta was in it, we were 25.
Oh my
yes. We were not in it, you know, we were in it within the age. And then we asked what do you call it? The one who's leaving. Aniela at the time.
Yeah.
And we asked her, what are we going to do? Next year we're 26. And she's like, just put a youth perspective on. So we've been having youth co-writing, or we actually have The Witches, a youth was directing it.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of things going on, and it's been so nice because it's giving us a push to involve even more youths in our theatre, which makes us not falling into this circle of being the same people.
So it's just,
and that's been amazing. It also you know, in many ways, I think the London Project, as we call it in Sweden, have saved our theatre because it's been really tricky surviving. We lost our theatre, the actual house building, and now we've gotten into an amazing rehearsal studio. And we have lots of support, much due to the London Project, because the one who offered us the rehearsal studio heard about this London Project and thought it was such an amazing project that they offered us on the spot to be in their studio. So thank you, IF, for helping us survive.
It's kind of a funny story, actually, because I was with the other side in that, when you lost your building. I was on the bad side, you could say, and then I realized where the light was.
And you came to us.
I came here. No. Yes, I realized what. Yeah, I'm not going to talk ill about someone on a podcast. Never. But I'm very happy to be here with all of these lovely people.
It's fun that we engage more people to come and join us, because you meet new people every year, and it's not. Like you said, it's not the same people coming back, it's different people who've never been here before, and get a chance to explore and finding.
Yeah, you always have that little thrill in your heart, showing them Kingston for the first time. Yeah, this is where you find this, and this is where you find that.
That's
the best restaurant, and that's the best way to place to hang out.
And we've also got they get the to lamb, grow as people. And,
sorry?
They get to grow as people.
Yes, exactly. Being abroad as a youth with a group and not with your parents for the first time, I think Wilma can talk about that as well. Being here without your parents is
it's a bit relieving for my parents. They were pretty insecure about sending me here, but I'm glad I was allowed to.
You aren't completely without them, though, since you have me hanging over your shoulder.
It's a very safe environment, even though you can't be in all the over 18, you know, pub activities and things like that. You always have shows to watch, you have things to do, you have activities to engage in, and the hub is open and all of that, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I think you kind of do feel like you realize, you know, when the IF is on, how much there is that goes on in Kingston at that time. It's quite nice having people that aren't from the area or even the same country coming over and seeing, because you have your own ways of doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of quite nice. And I feel like you've always come over and have quite engaged with us. I think there's a lot of myself that have come to IF over the years and know you. We don't just talk about the sweets and straighten out, well, you know, who exactly we talk to you about. You are that well known.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, another thing I just have to mention is that when we came with the Witch Project, we had a child in the group. Oh. And when we started the rehearsal, she barely knew any English. And when by the time she was here, she could speak fluently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not just on a personal level, it's educational as well.
I actually started doing Change Project with London. It's over 10 years ago now, and that's how I got into the IF. We did exchange project with Putney Arts Theatre, Group 64, and we had so many youths higher their grade in English in Sweden that the project was really well appreciated. And then we were recommended by Louise Pendry, who's doing the Barons Theatre. She recommended us to apply to join IF, and we are so darn happy we did. That is one of the best decisions we've ever made.
Yeah.
Something I feel is a bit sad, really, with IF is that it's called the International Youth Arts Festival, but there's not a lot of international stuff going on, is there? There's like this us, the Chinese people who were here earlier, and then not really a lot of people from other countries. Or
has been over the years.
Just a couple of few, but I wish there was more, really.
Yeah, I don't know because I've not done one deal. organisation. I don't know how it goes, but I just don't know how easy it is to share that these sort of things go on abroad. So it's just getting the word out of it to have as an option.
Yeah, and the thing is, as well, there are big costs at an international company to go. We plan a year ahead how to deal with the costs and how to budget. And I think that it would be, maybe there would be an idea to help groups who want to apply. How do you do it financially? Maybe there should be something like that. But I think they have been very good at reaching out to international companies.
Yes. Done it several years. You said about having lots of things going on. How have you found getting on with other groups that are performing over the years, with other people performing as well as the audience here? Have you been able to put good relationships with other people involved?
Well, basically, last year I moved here because I got to know so many people around the area, and unfortunately I had to move back to Sweden temporarily. But it's a big way of making connections. You make friends for life in this festival. I have so many friends that are so close to my heart, so many friends that I call my best friends that are here and that I met through the festival. And it's amazing. We have, for example, I remember the first year we were here, it started with a workshop. We met Lucy Onnell. Very talented artist. And we've been so close friends ever since. And amongst many, we have, well, I can't name them all, but she was the first, and then it never stopped.
Yeah.
Because they were all rolling in, and you keep in contact when you're back in Sweden and you visit, and it's amazing.
Watch shows, you kind of do see lots of groups going and watching other groups.
You watch each other's shows.
I know that I've been in the audience of a show, and then later on, going about the kind of the people in it that are also going about see me, and they totally come to me and say, "What did you think of it?" They ask for help, because I think there's a lot of youth groups going on. They enjoy getting feedback.
Shows,
because some people are coming with completed bits, things, and some people are coming with bits that are works in progress. They are still in development.
I think our show is actually, it's the first time, we usually do the show in Sweden before we go, but it's the first time we're actually having a world premiere on IF. So that's also a new thing that we talked around the order of it. So we're doing the show in Sweden after. Which is also new to us, and then it's very good to get the audience. What are the good things? What should we keep? And I remember I watched a comedian yesterday who was brilliant, and he was during his comedy show. He was tapping on his phone, and "Don't do that next time. They're not laughing." it was amazing, and it was that was highlights as well.
Yeah.
Him making a thing out of it. But yeah, one year we had a show that, and you could see that everyone who came to the show were the shows we've been watching before. So it was full of participants, and it was amazing.
I remember last year we watched, it was an amazing show called Tapestry last year, and it was so cool. I really loved that one. And then we were playing the next day or whatever, and one of the people from that show were in the audience, and I was so nervous. I was starstruck, I can't perform in front of him. What am I gonna do? But so you feel like you look up to other people who really are level with you in a sort of way, or maybe that's just me.
No. It is like that. Yes, it is. Yes.
And also, we met you, John.
Yeah.
I've been a true supporter of Nya Paraplyteatern, and we're very grateful for that.
Yes, and you saved my sunglasses the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I left my sunglasses for the
those new wonders.
Well, the new ones are mine.
Yeah, no, the new ones.
Oh, right.
And John, take care of them.
Yes. Oh, you can always trust John.
All right.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, I think this is very much here. I think now from other podcasts, it's very much a community feel here.
Yeah.
The festival is, I know that some people, I don't know if that's like this in things in Sweden, but people have said it's not quite so close at other festivals here. Here, but here it's just, I guess because of the size of the festival, like a lot of the, there's only a few venues that are quite close together.
Yeah.
It's quite, it feels like quite a small group that are close and involved.
Definitely a sense of community. It's wonderful. Just with the carnival the other day, really lovely to see like the people of Kingston who really might not know or might not care about it, really standing and watching and taking photographs and accepting flyers and just being a part of it without being a part of it, if you know, like,
yeah.
It's very inviting, even if you don't, like, it might not be your thing. The carnival was a lovely experience to just be the energy and all of that. I don't know what my point is, I'm just it's a lovely.
And another, I think, seeing that and feel like, and that's one of the things is where a lot of the companies, the performers meet each other.
Mm.
And I think it kind of starts again, you all meet each other, find out of each bit about each other, and that's where you start to kind of work out who's performing at what times to say
and who to prioritize.
Yeah, and kind of think, oh, I'll go and watch them at this time, them at that time. One of the things I always wondered, just because as you are an international group, and so English isn't your first language, do you find that a challenge to be doing a whole show in another language, or are you used to it by now?
I think that's individual.
Yeah, some of us are.
but in general, in Sweden, you learn English at the age of 7 to 8.
Mm.
So you start very early.
All right.
And once you start rehearsing with a group and you do it in English and you work with that, you get more confident along the way. I did, however, we like I said, we've been watching a few shows, and sometimes you get reminded that it's your second language, so you have to listen a bit extra, and especially when it's about jokes, you might not get the puns all the time and things like that. But I think in general the English is improving with a project like this. So But also, like Gemma said, it's very individual on how you improve along the way.
Yes. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have this thing where I pick up accents really easily, and when I'm back at home, I speak English with my group of friends. So last year when I came back and I was like, hello guys, and they laughed at me. because I had picked up this accent, and within a week they'd taken it out of me, which was sad.
Quite an effect beyond just the language.
Yeah.
It was quite funny when we were doing Witches, because I got more of the British side of the English, and Charlotta definitely got the American side of it.
Yes, I used to live in America, so that's why.
Really?
But when I'm here, I get a little bit of British mixed up with American, so it sounds weird sometimes.
But when we were doing the Witches, we were playing sisters. And one was so American, and one was so British. So it was oh, good to God, that was fun.
Yeah.
The thing with which whatever it's called, I don't remember, but that was like 2013, right?
It was a few years ago.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever saw these people, like around just playing theatre and all. And then just like a couple of years went by, and then I bumped into them again. This time to stay, but. It's great for such a small company, really, to be able to partake in such a big thing and an international thing. And just like I said, I was talking to that guy Nick yesterday, who making videos, the promotional video, whatever. And I was saying just how cool it is that people get together in this way. And I don't have a point. I'm just so happy.
You don't need points when you're happy.
No.
There's all the connections you create when you meet new people. it really is life changing.
You said about you've got other plans for next year and the year after.
Yeah.
Kind of what else, I guess, are you just for this gift at least? What are you doing with it after IF?
Well, after IF, then we're performing the show in Swedish in Sweden in September. Philippa, who's from England, Chessington, in fact. She is flying over to join in on the show in Sweden.
Very sweet of her.
And that's going to be brilliant. So it's really been an even more international project this year, having people participate even from the UK. And it's amazing. It's going to be so fun to have her over. And then in after that show, we start rehearsing on next year. And we are still in progress of deciding exactly what it's going to be. So we're going to be a little bit cautious about revealing next year's plans.
But we don't want to ruin the surprise.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Might be like this year. We start off with something and then it turns out to be something completely different.
Could be.
Yeah,
so maybe it's safe. Not
saying anything. I think we're playing safe.
It sounds nice for this year that before we've got years of you coming over here to perform us, but now we've got later on somebody from here going over to perform with you.
It's full circle.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds good. Did you want to, before we wrap that up, I
just want to say, don't miss us. No. We are playing tonight. Monday, 9th of July, 9th of July, 7:30 p.m. And on Wednesday, 11th of July at 3 p.m. in the Rose Studio. Please don't miss us. You're going to have so much fun.
Maybe we could do midnight showings next year.
Wait and see.
Thank you, John, and thank you for having us.
Thank you
all for coming and talking on the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.